Week 4, Introduction to Self-Management. In this session, we will talk about what self-management is and why it is important. We will start to learn some things that you can do to care for your kidneys. Brainstorming. List 3 things that you do now or will do to manage your condition. Don't know? Ask your doctor, nurse, or a parent. Pause this track to complete the activity, and when you're ready to continue, press play. What is self-management? As you get older, you need to learn about how to manage your disease on your own. You will need to do many different things, like getting medication refills, always taking your medicines on your own, setting up doctor's appointments, and asking questions about your condition. All of these things and more make up something called self-management. Self-management, what a person with a chronic disease does to control his or her illness and stay healthy. In this session, we will talk more about self-management skills and why it is important for you to have them. Medications. You may have to take some kind of medication for your condition. You might have to take pills, a liquid, or maybe a shot. The next few pages will help you to understand your medicines. Even if you do not take any medications right now, these are good skills to have, so read on. Things you should know about your medicines. What medicines do you take? How many medicines do you take each day? Why do you take them? What do they do? Which other medicines do not mix with yours? When and how do you take them? If you do not know some of these things, ask a doctor. Remember that you can read the medicine label to find many of these things. Use the chart to fill out the information on your medicines. Pause this track to fill it out, and then press play when you're ready to continue. Expert tip. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicines, an alarm or pill box might help. Reading a prescription label. We know that prescription labels can be confusing, but they have a lot of important information that you should always read. Let's break it down together to see how easy it can be. This medication label has the pharmacy name and address, prescribing doctor, your name, the medication name, number of pills, number of refills left, date of the last refill, instructions on how to take your medicine, the date of prescription, and the pharmacy phone number. Here are some tips for refilling your prescriptions. Refill your prescription either by phone or online 2 weeks before you run out. Read the label to see how many refills you have left before you need to ask your doctor for a new prescription. Ask about getting 90-day refills to make it easier to always have your medication. Ask your parent about how your medicines are refilled. With new technology, sometimes you do not have to call the pharmacy anymore to get your prescriptions refilled. You can order them online or through the mail. For example, at UNC, you can send a message through MyChart to fill your prescriptions. Activity time. Now it's time to test your knowledge. Below is an example of a prescription drug label. Using the numbers on the prescription below, where would you find the following? If you were trying to tell your doctor the name of your medicine, where would you look? You ran out of medication, where would you look to see if you can get more? Where would you look to see how often you should take your medicine? Where would you look to see when this medication expires, goes bad? Complete this activity, and then when you're done, press play to continue. Appointments. Appointments are a time for your doctor to check on your health. They are also a chance for you to ask questions about your care. It is very important for you to always go to your appointments. If you cannot make it, be sure to cancel on time and always call ahead to reschedule. It's always good to have questions to ask your doctor. Take this space to write down questions for your next appointment. Press pause to complete this activity, and when you're done, press play. Communicating with your doctor. contacting your doctor with questions. You do not have to wait until your appointment to ask your doctor a question. You can email or call them and they will be happy to help you. Get their email or phone number to contact them if you have questions about your medications, diet, symptoms, etc. Fill out your information on your doctor's below. Contact information for your doctors. Fill this out, and when you're done, press play to continue. Calling your doctor. Calling your doctor sounds easy, right? Calling your doctor's office is easy, but sometimes you may not get your doctor right away. Below are some tips for when you call your doctor. Make sure you know the name of your doctor. If you call the main hospital number, you will need to tell them this. If you get put on hold, be patient. Your doctor will get to you as soon as they can. If you have an emergency, hang up and call 911. Have your questions ready on a piece of paper. Write down the answers your doctor gives you. Asking questions. You may have only just found out about your condition, or maybe you have had it your whole life. Either way, you will probably have questions about your health sometimes. This section is about questions for your doctor about symptoms, medications, and tests or treatments. Questions for your doctor. You are probably used to answering your doctor's questions, not asking your own. But you have the right to ask questions too. In fact, you should be able to ask questions about anything you like. It's your body. Why can't I eat foods that have phosphorus? What is phosphorus? On the next pages, we will give examples of questions you can ask your doctor to help you talk about normal things that may be worrying you. It will be helpful to write some down for your next appointment. Put a star next to questions that you want to ask your doctor. Questions about communicating with your doctor. Will the information I tell you be kept between us? Is it okay for me to see you without my parents in the room? If I need to, can I see you without my parents knowing about the visit? Questions about an illness or symptom. What is wrong with me? Can you draw me a picture or show me what's wrong? What causes this type of problem? Is this serious? Will there be any long-term effects of this problem? Can I give this illness to someone else? And if so, how and for how long? Are there any activities or foods I should avoid until I'm better? When can I return to school or work? How can I prevent this from happening again? Questions about medications. What does this medicine do? What will happen if I don't take it? Should I stop the medicine if I feel back to normal? What are the side effects? How long should I take it? What if I accidentally miss a dose? If I do not notice any improvement, how long should I wait before calling you? Questions about tests and treatments. Why is this test needed? How soon must I get the test? What will happen if I don't get the test? Are there any risks involved? Will it hurt? If so, is there anything we can do to lessen the pain? Can you perform the test or treatment in your office, or will I need to go to a lab or other facility? Are there any side effects? How should I prepare for the test or treatment? What side effects or changes should I report to you? Did you think of any other questions you want to ask? Write them down here. Pause this track to write down any questions that you thought of, and when you're done, press play. Summary. The more questions you ask, the more you will discover about your body. When you know what is going on with your body, you can take better control of your own health today and in the future. 1. Self-management is learning to manage your disease as you get older so that your parents do not have to help you. 2. You will need to learn about your medicines, like which ones you take, why, when, and how you take them. 3. You will need to learn to make your own doctor's appointments and refill your medications. 4. Asking questions to your doctor is important to help you keep up with your disease. You can ask questions related to communication with your doctor, your illness or symptoms, medications, tests and treatments, or anything else that you can think of or have questions about. Check-in questions. 1. How far in advance should you refill your prescription? A. 1 day, B, 5 days, C, 2 weeks, D, 1 month. 2. Which of the following is important to know about your medications? A, when you take them, B, how you take them, C, why you take them, D, all of the above. Which of the following would be a good question to ask your doctor about your condition or symptoms? How can I prevent this from happening again? B, will there be any long-term effects of this problem? C, is this serious? D, all of the above. Number 4, true or false. Asking lots of questions to your doctor can help you learn more about your health condition. A, true. B, false. Number 5, true or false. You have to wait until your doctor's appointment to ask your doctor questions. A, true. B, false.